Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Tarot Today Live. Yes, Mary and I are here live on our video stream on YouTube and simulcasting on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Hey, Mary. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Hey, Dax. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Oh, wow. You know, over the summer, we've been like took blocks of time off and we were and. Lately, we've been doing the, like, you know, every other Saturday thing, and, you know, we did show with our guest Ellie last week, and now we're back again, and I'm almost, like, confused. I'm like, oh, wow, wait, we're here every
Where am I? Who am I? What are we doing here? It sounds like psychic spin.
Oh, my God, we're here every week now. Oh, man, this is great. Oh, I see people calling in already. Hey, if you're on the switchboard or if you're listening through Blog Talk Radio, you know, via our Psychic Talk Radio Network. We're also up on camera. So come over to YouTube and we are Tarot Today Live. You can just type that in. In fact, you can do youtube.com/@ and Tarot Today Live. And you'll see the live show. Click on that and you can join us in the chat.
Yes.
And if you're in the chat on YouTube, you can call in, right, Mary?
Yes. You can call in and be in the chat room at the same time. So you're sort of simul-listening or simulcasting.
Simul-calling.
Simul-calling.
I don't know.
Or you can also, you can just like post your comments or questions in the chat room right there. And if you want a mini reading, you just say, pull a card for me, please. Or if you have a specific question, go ahead and type that in too, and we'll get right to it. There's no waiting except, you know, just the normal waiting for Dax to see your message and for you to type it. But no, you don't have to take a number. You don't have to ask if you can have a reading. You can just have a reading.
Yeah.
We're that cool.
We're that cool. Any question you have about anything, you know, and we especially love it, of course, you know, people that are wanting to become a professional reader, or maybe you've been a professional reader for a while and you're curious about certification, membership in the guild, our course, our workshops. Oh my gosh, we are starting literally tomorrow with a ton of workshops all throughout fall. It's exciting stuff. We'll tell you about that a little later in the show. I want to check in the chat here. Oh, Black Dahlia Tarot is back, Mary. Hi, Black Dahlia.
Hi, Black Dahlia.
And we have Schlock. I love that. It's just Schlock, all in caps.
Hi, Schlock. That's cool.
And Tarot by Sharona. Sharona Rapsik, host of Magic Universe, is joining us. Hi, friend.
Hi, Sharona. Hi, Sharona.
Hi, Sharona. Hi, Sharona. Oh,
I
and
call
Jason.
Sharona, like tarot. Yeah. I don't know.
And Jason made it. He made it on time.
Up, Jason. Way to go. Good job, Jason.
Yeah, by the way, he's got a question. He must not be as intoxicated as he normally is before the show. Anyway.
That's disappointing.
Well, you got to remember, over there, it's like almost midnight or something, you know? I mean,
I
you
know.
They're down in the drinks, you know? Europe, you know, I mean.
They're wasted already.
They're all wasted over there, I'm telling you. But no, he's got
somewhere.
A question already. Something I was wondering about, Mary. And Jason asked what I was thinking. God, he's psychic, I swear to God. Mary, what is that blue painting behind you? Is that new?
Thank you for asking. This one is brand new.
Oh, okay.
This one's new. This one's sort of new-ish. They're all relatively new. I've only been painting a little over a year, so.
Yeah.
But that one I did yesterday.
Oh, see, I don't remember I remember you having different paintings up, and I know you have a lot of paintings, and so you like alternate sometimes, you know, but it.
Yeah. So this one I did yesterday, and that one is brand new too. I did that earlier in the week.
I knew those were new, and I was thinking that in the back of my head while we were talking in the green room, but I didn't think to ask it until Jason, you know, read my mind.
Thank you, Jason, for asking.
Popped it in there. Okay, so we'll give some time for people to get on the phone lines, and then we'll jump on there. Let me give the phone number out again, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. Raise your skinny little alien hands so we know you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. In the chat, Schlock says, when will there be – I'm having trouble reading this because it puts this thing on top of – why does it do that? I'm moving it to try to read it. When will there be a reunion between me and Anushka? You know, I looked at that quick, and I thought he was saying Ahsoka, you know, the new Star Wars TV show, Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know Ahsoka really in real person, you know, in real life, you know. Anyway, so I guess we could, you know, before – you know what? Let's do something crazy. Before we do the cards of the day, I'm going to pull a card on that and just see.
Okay.
Let's see. And it's
I'm going to pull an oracle card because I already have my card of the day out of my tarot deck. So.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Will there be a reunion? Okay.
Oracle.
I'm getting a lot of yeses. A lot of yeses. There might be some wait time here, though. The Justice card, Eight of Wands. You know, the Eight of Wands, it's eight, so that's abundance. You know, it's like something happening quickly. But then right after that, it's kind of weird, Mary. So I got the Timing card right after that, which is the Three of Wands, which is more waiting for the ships to come in. You know, although, you know, a lot's already happened and they're coming back. So I think that's a good indicator for that. And then, you know, I would, if I had to put a number on it, the Timing card's three. I think it's like a 3-week thing. I mean, I don't think you're going to reunite with her in like 3 days. No. And I don't think it's as long as 3 months. I think it's more like a week, 3-week thing, you know, up to a month. That's what I'm getting. What'd you get in your Oracle card?
I got the Conversation card, and you can see it's also have. Can you see it? I can't tell if you can see it. They also have playing cards.
Yeah, I see them in the corner.
Yeah, it's the Four of Hearts. So, you know, for timing, you know, the Four Hearts. You got threes. I would just say 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 weeks. I think it's going to be more weeks because it's parts, which is more like the water suit.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that
it's
helps.
In the conversation, because it is the conversation card, you know, being reunited is going to require some communication, you know, just emphasizing that, you know, they have a conversation that's a real conversation when you get together.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps you out, Schlock. And,
thanks for the question.
Selena just came in. She's got a question, a very interesting, different question about a guitar. We'll get to
Can we do the cards of the day first so I can reach
Yeah. Yeah, I was just telling what's coming up, and then I was going to jump into that. But it's just that simple. Just like Schlock asked, you know, just pop your question in there, or maybe you just want us to pull a card. You know, say, please pull a card for me. We can do that too.
Yes.
Okay. Love the reading. And yes, hope we have a nice conversation, Schlock. There
awesome.
We go. Oh, so what'd you get for the card of the day, Mary?
What did I get for the card of the day? I got the Three of Swords. Mm-hmm. And you can just see the sort of anguish. And remember, you know, the reason this is the Ludi Lescott Tarot
Yeah.
I love the expression because that to me really is that sense of like, you know, anguish, mental anguish, because it's the swords energy. So remember that it doesn't necessarily mean a breakup, but there can definitely be divisions with the Three of Swords. In the traditional imagery, you know, from the Solo Busca, you know, all the way up to the Rider-Waite-Smith, you know, that idea of the three swords right through the heart. You know, sometimes things, words can cut like a knife, right? And so I drew a crystal card to go with that from Rochelle Sharman's Crystal Wisdom deck. This is a little teeny tiny crystal affirmation deck. I love it. And perfectly, the card that I drew was a rose quartz card. You could see that beautiful pink. And here's an actual like little piece of rose quartz right there. And it's a message about self-love. And the affirmation is, I approve of myself and love myself deeply and completely. So keep that in mind this weekend. If you, you know, end up getting into like, you know, some mental anguish or you feel divided among people, time for some self-love and for some rose quartz. What did you get for the card of the day?
And you finished right on my computer, 11:11 a.m. I love that.
That's crazy.
Oh. And speaking of numbers, I mean, it's the 16th. So 1 + 6 = 7. So 16 reduces to the 7 energy. That's the seeker. Yep. So, and of course it's Saturday. It's supposed to be laid back anyway, right? You know, so this is a great day to spend some alone time, do some of those research projects. You know, you might want to, you know, dabble in ancestry or something like that, you know, and, but you may be, and this is the feeling I get, is I'm getting like new projects, looking at going into new, work, you know, maybe change of careers, and you need to do some research. I know I'm doing that. So it's like, yeah, this is a great day to do it. And in fact, you can do a lot today because you'll have the energy, because the entire day reduces to Mary's favorite number, 5. Yes.
Really?
It's a 5 date. So yeah, you know, that can devolve into chaos. So what you got to do is set the intention. You're going to use it as the high energy side of the coin there and just use that to fuel your research. But also, you know, come up for air, because card of the day, I got the 3 of coins. So don't be afraid, you know, whatever this project you're researching, you know, do a ton of research, figure it out, and then start talking to people. You know, I mean, I feel like this is something that you could be doing with a couple more people. Okay. Mm-hmm. It could be a project. It could be like a partnership. And, you know, three heads are better than one. You know, so you're doing all the research. But what if they were doing all the research, too, and they found things you didn't find, and you could collaborate and work together? So and in order to do that, you're going to have to get out of that alone time, you know, with the 7 energy. You're going to have to pop up with the rest of us. And, oh, the Heart of the Matter card I got is the 3 of Cups. Notice we have a theme going on. Mary got a 3. Then I got the 3 of Pentacles. Then I got the 3 of Cups. It's all that 3 energy. It's all about the creativity and communication, you know. Plus, this one is telling us, okay, you got to enjoy what you're doing. You know, it's got to be emotionally fulfilling. And, you know, try to make it like a game, gamify it, you know, so that it's not all just drudgery and research, you know. It's like, make it fun.
Gamify.
Yeah, so these 3 people that you know, these other 2 people you get together, the 3 of you working on this project, you know, how can you have fun doing it? So that's what I got.
Awesome.
Yep. So that's the numerology and cards of the day from Mary and I. And let's see here. We're going to look back in the chat room real quick. I wanted to make sure we get to Selena's question, Mary. I have a question about a valuable bass guitar that my daughter's new boyfriend wants to take to get restrung. I don't know him very well, though he's nice. Should I trust him? Will he bring it back? So my question is, okay, so I have a question about our question. I have a question about a valuable bass guitar my daughter's new boyfriend wants to take. You know, okay, you know, why is it that you can't go with him? You know, I mean, like if he's doing it because he knows the person that does the restringing, you know, just go to the store with him and it's your property, you know, and hand it, you know, and he'll still be there to do the, you know, getting his together kind of thing. And, but anyway, I just don't, you know, anyway,
well, that, you know, I agree totally with what you're saying, but I also think that the real, you know, the larger question that she's asking is, can she trust him?
Right.
You know, so I'm going to, I'll pull some cards on that, you know, see what happens.
So I'm getting, the Four of Pentacles, Eight of Cups. That's yes, yes. The Devil card and the Chariot. Those are major arcana cards. Yes, yes. Ace of Swords, aces can go either way in my system. Technically, they're an odd numbered card, so it would be a no. But aces, come on. I mean, you know, it's the... Anyway, I take them as a yes sometimes. So I'm going to say at least four yeses. So that is a very strong, most likely yes, you can trust him. Okay. The Four of Pentacles may be indicating that you're holding on a little too tight, you know, same thing with the Devil card, really, because we're talking about attachments, you know, did you have something happen in the past that you're still attached to that was a similar situation? Okay. But, the Eight of Cups. Just let go of those emotions, the baggage, you know, and move forward. And, you know, eight, abundance. The Chariot card, you know, I feel this represents him. And, you know, he's going to be able to get the job done. And, you know, it's a success card. It's a accomplishment, you know, just going out there. So, yeah, I would say you can trust him.
Hmm.
What'd you get, Mary? Mary's going to no, you can't.
He comes up as the Knight of Cups, so I feel like his heart is in the right place. Two Wands is the central focus card. It can literally go either way, right?
Mm.
But, you know, we have the Seven of Wands above it. So, yeah, you know, maybe we can let our guard down a little bit. If we have that real sense of, like, partnership, that spirit of cooperation we see in the Three of Pentacles. And we end with the Seven of Pentacles. So to me, Seven of Pentacles is a card of expectations and needing to sort of manage our expectations. So things can take longer than we are expecting them to. So if you're already asking, you know, can I trust him with this? And it may not even have so much to do with you and him. It may have more to do with, like, how much that bass guitar means to you or what it's worth, right? I would say don't set him up for failure. Go along like Dax suggested in the beginning if you can. And also don't be surprised if it takes a little bit longer for the job to get done. That's what I get.
Right.
Thanks
right.
for the question.
So Selena says, oh, Black Dahlia says, I wouldn't trust him. Depends on how valuable this guitar is. You know, I mean, you know, did it belong to Jimi Hendrix or something and it's worth $10 million? Yeah, you don't, you know.
Yeah, my son's a guitarist. I mean, you know, they cost money. Yeah. A lot of my money went to guitars.
You can also insure it. I'm a little confused about this. Selena says, he lives in Georgia. We live in South Carolina. Well, then, you know, if you have the car, if you have the guitar with you in South Carolina, you know, I mean, how are you going to get to Georgia anyway? I'm sorry. A lot of this, you know, it's not my job to analyze this. I think you can trust him. And if you're shipping it anyway, you know, I mean, insure the bloody thing out the yin yang. And Jason says, why are you doubting your boyfriend? Well, it's not her boyfriend. I think it's her daughter's boyfriend. I'm not sure. I think it's her. Anyway. And Jason also says, I'm so sad that Dr. Phil is going off the air. I'm not. I'm just going to throw that in. Anyway.
I don't care.
These are the crazy things that we talk
How's
about.
How's that working for you, Jason?
How's that working for you? Yeah. So Black Dahlia or anybody else in there, Sharona, anybody else that is in the chat, you know, just go ahead and pop in your question. Especially, you know, we love those questions about the Tarot Guild, membership, certification, or if you want a mini reading, you can pop that in as well.
Or even just tarot questions about tarot cards.
Yeah, just in general about, you know, numerology. How does this work?
Crystals.
Yeah, crystals, stuff like that. But we're going to be going to the phone lines here. Oh, just
real quick,
before we go to the phone lines, I did want to mention that, you know, if you want to grab Mary and I a cup of coffee, go over to thetarotguild.com/live. And on that page, you'll find contact buttons where you can message us, book private readings. If you want to book a tag team reading like Mary and I do here on the show, you can do that right on the same page. There's actually a button for that one. Also, this banner you'll see at the top, you know, with our tip jar and the coffee, you can click on that and you can send us, you know, send us $10, $15, $20, get us a cup of coffee. Coffee's getting expensive. If you're already on the website, thetarotguild.com, Tarot Today Live is in the navigation. Just click that. Takes you to the same page. Just want to let you know. And then, yes, those tag team readings, it's 30 minutes for $99.99. And individual readings, we have a special going just for our listeners here, $44.44. You can book a private reading with me or Mary. Just go over to thetarotguild.com/live. And on that page, scroll down and you'll see message Mary, message Dax. Click the button you want and message us and we'll set it up for you, okay? So there you go, just real quick. And we're going to see who is waiting the longest on the phone lines.
Awesome.
714-816-4628 if you want to call in. 651. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 651.
Hello, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Hi.
What did you want to talk about?
Okay, so I have my question written down, and I just got to find it here. So.
Okay.
I'll be meeting with someone about working at a place called The Haven in St. Peter, mm-hmm. Minnesota, and I'm wondering if I'll be able to get a job there and be able to rent a room.
Okay.
You want to go first, Mary?
No, you can go first. I went first or last time, I think.
You did? I thought, I lose track.
It felt like I did.
I'm going to tell you right away, don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I just don't feel really good about this. Right off the bat, I get the Five of Wands. I feel there's a lot of competition. I don't know if that's true or not, Christiana, but I feel like there's a lot of competition there. And then, boom, the Tower card. I think even if you get the job, that what's going to happen is something unexpected is going to happen. You know, it'll look rosy at first, and then boom, All right. And then the Two of Swords, I feel like you're going to have to make a decision. You know, do I stay or do I leave? You know, I don't know. That's what I'm getting. But let's see what Mary's getting. Maybe you're getting something better, Mary. Are you getting anything better than me?
So the first card I got was the Three of Swords, today's card of the day.
Yeah.
So this idea of divisions and kind of anguish over this. And above that is the Nine of Wands. You know, that's that sense of like, it's hard, you know. So it could be that competition that Dax was talking about. Ten of Pentacles and the, you know, is in the past position. I mean, that's even why we're looking at this, right? The idea of hearth and home and money, security. And look, though, the thing that's interesting, though, is that, one, I think you come up as the Queen of Wands. So that adaptable energy, that fire, you know, you're going to need it, you know, and you need a new opportunity, and that is what we see coming up really soon. Just, you know, just all this air and wand energy, all this fire energy from the present to the future, it's faster moving energy. It's not going to take forever for this new job opportunity to come up in the form of the Ace of Wands. You know, that can be a spur of the moment thing. You weren't even thinking about it, and then like you all of a sudden hear about it, or somebody offers it to you, like just like that. And go for it, because I feel like even if you got the job, kind of like what Dax was saying, it doesn't seem like so great.
Okay. I hope that helped you out. Yeah, it doesn't sound great, but, you know.
But there's something good coming up, you know.
Yeah, I don't like the sugarcoat things, but there is something good coming up.
Okay, thank you both.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I want to say, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'd have to do a much longer reading, but that tower moment, you know, it could be that maybe everything with the job is okay, but then, you know, she gets the room and then it falls through suddenly. And then she has, you know, Two of Swords, she has to make the decision, you know, is she going to commute for that job or give it up? You know, I just think that there's something, you know, that's going to be.
It looks like stressful, you know. It just looks stressful to me with that Nine of Wands and the Three of Swords. I'm like, oh my goodness. But she's got that energy to get through it. She's got that fire. She's going to have to keep it lit.
Yeah. So we got some great shows coming up on the network and all those workshops, including one we're going to tell you about. It's tomorrow. Yeah, already here already.
And
a little later in the show, we'll tell you about that. Let's see who's been waiting longest on the phone lines, though. It looks like area code 610. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 610? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sonia. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Sonia from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're from Pennsylvania.
We're from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, cool.
Live in Tucson now, but Mary's in Amarillo, but we came from PA.
We did. It came from PA. So what do you want to talk about? What's your question?
I just want to talk about, well, This is very difficult for me, but I want to see what's going to happen in my relationship, because I just found out last night that my partner started seeing someone else very recently, my partner of 8 years, and I'm in a same-sex relationship.
And you want to know what's going to happen with the relationship now that you've got this new information, right?
Yes, I'm between a rock and a hard place here. And I am talking to her. She's still living in the house with me.
She's still living there with you. Okay, so what happens to the relationship between the two of you? Wow. You know, it's almost like this is definitely, to me, this is like saying, like, we've reached an impasse. I have the Ten of Swords. Like, look, you know, everybody operates in their relationships differently, right? You know, they have different understandings of them. The Ten of Swords, literally, the person is being stabbed in the back. So if this involvement that you've just learned about, it feels like betrayal, this is your card for betrayal right there, you know? So we're not going to deny that. Two of Swords is right above it. Now, that can mean a few different things, but it's just a duality of, you know, that there's a sense of like, okay, we may be at an impasse. This may be a stalemate. This is upsetting. With the Ten of Swords, it's harsh, right? It's a harsh thing to deal with. Have the Ace of Cups in the past position, you know, that's the love where we were. Right now, we're at odds, and a lot of it is the mental anguish. There are all swords that are coming up here. The King of Pentacles is underneath everything, you know, saying like, look, you're still grounded, though, in the midst of this, even though it's like, what is going to happen? And then what we see in the end is the Eight of Wands. So you could look at that and say, wow, I'm done, and I'm moving through this really quickly and on to the next. But, you know, the final card after that Eight of Wands is the Eight of Cups. And that is a card of moving onward and upward. But that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Dax is getting. Maybe he can provide some more insight.
Well, I think Sonia is going to be able to move on, you know. Right off the bat with the Page of Wands, you know, her attention is elsewhere, obviously, you know, and the Page of Wands, you know, hints at travel. And in this case, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Hold on a second. I got to turn off Sonia's line for a second there. Too much background noise. Okay, so, you know, hints at travel, only it's not like traveling to Europe or something. It's like moving on, traveling, you know. Yeah, she's already moved on in her mind. You, however, Seven of Cups, this is a card of illusions. You know, you are still living in the illusion of the relationship. It doesn't help that she's still there, you know, but I think that'll resolve itself. The central focus card and the only major arcana card I'm getting is the Empress. You know, you have to nurture yourself and work on yourself. And the Empress is about creating new things. It's that three energy up here. You see three, which we saw earlier today, bunches of threes here, creativity and communication. So it's all about how you communicate with her and creativity, working on, you know, recreating yourself is what I'm getting. Be careful with the money. That's the main thing that the tarot is warning about, is be really careful with the finances, but you'll be able to move on. In fact, in the far future, position, Two of Cups. So, you know, don't worry. You know, I know a lot of times when something like this happens, you think, oh, I'll never find this same, you know, depth of love or find another person at all. You know, no, there's already someone else waiting to come in. You just have to get rid of the, you know, let go of the illusion of this relationship. So I hope that helped you out, Sonia. Mary, I'm going to hop in the chat and see what – oh, wow. It just went zip like that. Okay. Yeah. We got Sushini. I know I'm bastardizing your names. I'm sorry about that. Selena's way back on her question. You know, he travels a few times a month. Okay, good. You know, that question. I'm like, would I really give an expensive car to a car? Guitar. I keep thinking guitar but saying card. I don't know why. Would I give it to someone to take to another state to have it restrung? You can have it restrung yourself.
In Georgia. Lots of musicians in Georgia.
The more I think about this, the more I'm going with like, I'm not going to even give it the chance for something to go wrong. I'm going to
don't set it up for failure.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to do research. I'm going to find the best guitar repair place in all of whatever city you live in, and I'm just going to, you know, take it there.
Athens, Augusta,
yeah.
Atlanta.
Well, you know,
how many names are in Georgia?
And they have to have a ton of really good guitar people. Because
they've got great musicians. They have to.
Yes. They have to. Yes. Oh, gosh.
We're going to be thinking about her question all day. What would I do?
I know. Jason's like, are you guys going to talk about Pennsylvania now?
Yeah, we would like to.
Okay.
Percy Park. Kennywood.
We also have Nature's Friend came in. We'll get to your question, Nature's Friend. Also, Origami. I think it's Origami. Ooh. We're going to get to your question, but that first person I mentioned, Sujshni, which I'm totally destroying, they have a question. Hello, lovely people. Please, may I ask, anyone new coming into life? Well, yes, every day babies are born. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
Into their life. Somebody significant.
Relationship reading. Oh, hey, she said relationship. Maybe you want to get the relationship oracles and stuff.
Ooh.
You know.
Yes, got to do it. My love notes.
Okay, so what's going on here? I'm going to pull some cards, and I'm getting a yes, a yes, a yes. Ooh, bunch of 10 cards here. Okay, so the answer is yes, but, you know, I do a 5-card yes, no, which there's always qualifiers, right? You know, because you're getting all those cards. Oh, by the way, in 2 weeks, starting from Sunday, I'm doing a whole workshop on this very spread. That's right. The 5-card.
Wow.
Spread. Yes. So stay tuned for that. By the way, next Sunday, I'm doing Tarot Squared, my, you know, universal spread that I created 25 years ago. Oh, wow. That's going to be fun. You guys are going to love that. So, Six of Swords, literally the success card. And you're making slow progress, you know, towards, you know, finding that right person, the right person coming in and stuff like that. But the rest of the cards, when I look at them, I'm getting the feeling it's all talking about you. And you need to work on you. So it's not so much, is this person going to come in, but are you ready for this person to come in? So I have things like the Ten of Wands, the traditional overburdened card. Do you have too many irons in the fire where you're not even going to have time for someone if they showed up? You know, you got to think about things like that. The Nine of Pentacles, you know, don't let go of your independence. You know, you have to... Even if you start dating somebody, remember your independence. Be the self-made woman. The Eight of Pentacles. Okay, so eight is, you know, that's abundance, right? But it's work, okay? You know, and I think you need to work on you first. And then at the very end, hey, happy family life, the Ten of Pentacles. It you know, it's not the Ten of Cups. You know, it's pentacles, but hey, at least it's grounded. You know, I think you could get there. I think you can get there, but it's all the other cards I'm getting is about working on yourself first. What'd you get, Mary, though? Anything?
Interesting. Well, you know, with these little love notes cards, it's really interesting because it doesn't always happen that way, but while I was shuffling it, it just like it kept getting my attention and I kept looking and twice I saw the same card. And then when I shuffled and cut the deck, I drew the same card. It's love forgives. This is a card about forgiveness.
Mm.
And so that, you know, Dax is talking about you needing to work on yourself. there's something about forgiveness that needs to be worked on, because the tarot card that I got is the Page of Cups. So there you go. Somebody is coming in. It is a love interest. You know, if they are like the Page of Cups, you know, we could say that they're maybe youthful. They may be around your age or younger by, you know, just a few years or something. Mainly it's that energy. Like, they're open and giving, offering you their cup, their heart, their emotions, because the cups contain water. The water represents emotions. And in order for you to be able to accept that, you need to forgive.
Mm.
And so sometimes what happens is that we get hurt in relationships, right? We've all been there. We've all had our heart just smashed and torn and, you know, murdered, right? And the thing is, though, we can't become bitter, right? Because that's baggage that we're bringing in to new relationships with, you know, the people that come into our lives, and that's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the relationship. So if somebody does something, I feel like the reason, another reason these cards are coming up together is I feel like this person is coming in and they're going to do something that's going to be kind of like a trigger for you. You're going to like feel a certain way you felt before. Maybe they'll say something that person that hurt you in the past said to you. Forgive that past, because you can't change it or anything. It's already in the past. Just forget it, let it go, and see this with a fresh perspective and give the person a chance.
Right. And, you know, in my spread, I didn't get any court cards where it indicated a person coming in, you know, and that, you know, in these relationship kind of spreads, that's what I'm looking for, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looking in the chat here again. Oh, and Sud, I'm just going to call them Sud so I don't destroy their name, said that, yes, that's where I am, working on me. Good. Okay. Yes, work and study. They're so, so busy right now. See, that's why that Ten of Wands came up. Yeah. And there's someone I need to forgive.
Oh, mm. Wow.
Yeah. Really great feedback. Thanks for that. And Jason has a question. Do you have a specific, Mary, do you have a specific pros and cons spread? Interesting.
Pros and cons spread. You know what? I do. And not only do I have a specific spread for that, but mm-hmm. I like decks, two specific decks to use for it, right? And mm-hmm. one is like this little angel power card deck, and I mean they're little, right? And the other one is a little devil deck, right? So I use this for like the cons or any problems or any issues, and this for the pros and like what's, you know, the benefit, the gift, the blessing in a situation. So yeah, and I draw one card from each and kind of, you know compare them. Like, for example, that just flipped out of my deck. And let me just show you like kind of how they can work together. So, you know, whatever the question is, like one of the cons that come up is dishonesty, saying like, okay, with whatever we're asking the question about, we may have to deal with dishonest people. You can see the little devil there. And then, but what is the positive side of it? And the positive side of it is, I can't tell what it is. Well, I don't have my lights on here, but maybe you can read that. Plunge into something. Anyways, it gives you a positive. And then, oh, here, I got it in front. Plunge into ecstasy of dimensions beyond. That's so helpful. But this is an example. I don't know why I find that so funny. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mary's having a moment.
Oh, my God.
Should we go to commercial break?
That would be great. But, yeah, okay. Plunge into the ecstasy of a dimensions beyond, you know, which is really be helpful.
Wow.
Information. And, you know, that's
good.
Actually a question I'm going to ask Ellie tomorrow during her workshop is like, I don't have one Oracle deck that doesn't have a crazy card like that where it's like, how is this helpful for any question?
Yes.
What does he do? What does anybody do? I burst out laughing. That's always useful.
And, you know, because you brought up the workshop, you know, let me announce the things that are coming up here.
Awesome.
So, we are going to commercial break, folks. Here you go.
Thanks for the question.
And we got a couple other really great questions there, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in some phone calls. First, as always, I want to mention that Compassionate Light Radio is back on Fridays, every Friday, with Angelic Channel and Healer Catherine Hahn on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Remember, it's audio only. It's the radio show. Go over to psychictalk.net, and you can catch her shows. I did want to check here. What is it going to be next Friday? She's doing this series, Attitude of Gratitude, all of her shows on Fridays in September. And I just want to look up next week. What is that, the 22nd?
I think so.
Gratefulness.
Month is going back.
Yeah, this is interesting. Gratefulness during challenging times is going to be the topic.
Mm.
So check that out. Now, we just had Magic Universe, but Sharona will be back in 2 weeks, two weeks from her last show is what I was getting to, you know, in a week from tomorrow. And she's going to have on the fabulous Patrick Valenza, who created Deviant Moon. Deviant Moon Tarot is like uber popular with people, you know. And speaking of oracles, he did an oracle, Zammer Twins Oracle. And I think that's, you know, partly what they're going to be discussing on her show Sunday, September 24th. And I want to remind everybody, I know this is a little ways off right before Halloween, you know, in October, but hey, the way the time's flying by, Mary, it'll be October 29th.
Before you
know it. So The Angelic View with Maria G. Moss returns to Psychic Talk Radio Sunday, October 29th. And I'm going to be her guest co-host. And we're going to, you know, it's going to be Halloween. We're going to take your phone calls. A lot of fun stuff. And then the workshop, yes, that we've been promising to talk about. Yes, the fabulous Ellie Moonchild, she is going to be doing it tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. UK, the language of oracle cards. So she has a whole presentation, but we're also going to do an in-depth discussion, just all of us hanging out talking about oracle cards tomorrow, you know. So, wow. And I love that title, The Language of Oracle Cards. And I thought you were going to say something. I'm sorry, Mary.
I love that title too.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you can, and there's still time to join us, okay? Go over to the Tarot Guild and join us as either a premium member or a lifetime member. And you can go to all of our workshops, panel discussions, Q&A sessions all year long, like almost every weekend. And we also have courses and, of course, our membership and certification. When you become a member, then you're able to apply for certification as well. The premium membership is less than the cost of a latte a month. It's $47 a year. It comes out to like $3.91 a month or something like that. And you can't even get a latte. Have you been to Starbucks lately? It's $5. You know.
Crazy.
You can join as a member, and you'll get $100 off my course. Certification is 2 payments of $67. And it's just $47 for the year. You'll be billed each year, $47. And you can hang out with us during all of our Q&As and our panel discussions and all these workshops all year long. It is the best deal in the industry, Mary, because I did a little research, and most of the major tarot organizations are charging at least $75 a year. So we are the best value in tarot. Now, if you don't want to pay every year, you can join as a lifetime member. And then you get the course included and your certification included and a whole bunch of other stuff. And it's just a single payment of, I think it's $297, or we have payments. You can pay like two payments of $160, or I think it's four payments of $87, you know, whatever's the most affordable for you. And once you're done paying for the lifetime membership, you're paid up for life. No annual fees, and you get all the same benefits as the annual membership. So there you go. There's our announcements. Join us for the workshop tomorrow. There's still time to join, you know, today and tomorrow morning. And it's going to be a lot of fun too. Had those other two questions. I want to make sure we don't, you know, zip by Nature's Friend and Irigami. Nature's Friend asks, will my boyfriend and I reconcile? Who went first last time? Who's going first?
You did.
I went? So you're going. Yay.
Okay. And I think I'm going to do the same thing, draw a tarot card and a love note.
Oh, cool.
So will you and your boyfriend reconcile? See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the love note card, it comes up here. Ooh, this is perfect. Love heals. Heals. So we're talking about healing. Reconciliation is healing. And the Empress card comes up as well, you know, so that idea of nurturing comes up with this as well. Like, to me, that's a yes, saying like this, it needs, there's some healing that needs to happen in this relationship, but, you know, love heals. So if it's love, it can heal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what Dax is getting.
I get the same thing. Big fat yes. I mean, I started pulling cards. I normally pull, you know, the five card yes, no spread, but the first two cards were major arcana cards, you know, and so, you know, just for our learning readers out there, that's an example of a shortcut. You know, I'm not going to do the whole spread and go through all the cards when the first two cards are big fat yeses and they're major arcana cards. That's a yes to me, you know, and I got the High Priestess, and the High Priestess is a two in numerology. That's relationships. Yep. I think, definitely. But, you know, the High Priestess is all about listening to yourself, your gut instincts, using your intuition, you know, so you can't go back into, you know, reconcile and go back into a relationship where you left off. Like,
yeah,
it's got to be as if you're starting from scratch, like it's a brand new relationship. And by the way, the other card I got was the Strength card. And I think it's indicating towards that couple of things. Eight is abundance. So, you know, this could be really good. You know, it could be an abundant relationship, you know, if you reconcile and start over, like it's a new relationship, but also having the inner fortitude. Okay. I just get the feeling that maybe she, you know, was letting the other person have too much control, or, you know, not staying independent, something along those lines. I don't know. This card's indicating to me, don't slip back into that.
Yeah. And something needs to be
stand your ground,
you know, because when you have a breakup, sometimes, you know, the relationship is broken and you want to mend it, you know, for it to work again. And so definitely there's going to be things to work on, you know, and starting fresh sometimes means like we got to kind of clear the air in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps you out. Yeah, good luck with that. Black Dahlia in the chat room says, I love the Deviant Moon Tarot.
Oh, it's fantastic. I do too.
Yeah, Jason Spillman. Jason says, Mary is getting the Jason giggles.
I get the Jason giggles often.
Oh, wow. And I want to make sure I go back to Irigami. She had that question. Can you do a reading for my future job? Okay.
Ooh.
Let's see. A future job. Okay, so I'll show you what I got. I got the Eight of Swords. Eight, again, abundance. Five of Swords, the Hermit card. And that's the only major arcana. And I'm just going to stop there because, you know, right away with all those swords, swords of thoughts and ideas. Okay, first of all, you're overthinking this. Irigami, I think you're overthinking it. I think you've got the blindfolds on. You know, you don't see the way out. Because you're surrounded by all these thoughts and so forth, I think you need to wriggle your way out of the bonds, take off that blindfold, and see the clear path. And what I feel that is, as always, almost always with callers talking about, you know, jobs and things like that, is you don't really know what you want. You know, it's not about my future job, you asked. You know, it's not just, you know, finding whatever. It's you got to have a specific idea and focus in on that one sword. That's why I'm getting these cards with all these swords. You know, you haven't narrowed it down. And you may need, you know, the hermit card, you may need to talk to somebody that you can get some wise counsel from about this. And something came into my mind, and I feel like it's a message, that wise counsel, in addition to talking to your family and friends, in addition to talking to people, like if you do have a path you want to go down, you know, finding that mentor, that person that has already been where you are now and became successful. I mean, you know, emulating somebody that's been successful in what you're trying to do is the ultimate best thing you can do, you know. But if you're not sure which path, seeking out the wise counsel, there's another way to do that, and that is to just remember the seven energy today. Research is to get on the net and just start looking around. You know, what is trending? What are people doing? You know, obviously, it's all about AI and ChatGPT right now, you know, and Midjourney. You know, what aspect of AI can you get into, right? If you're trying to think here, the other suggestion I had, a good place to go is YouTube, and also to, I know it sounds obvious, right, YouTube, but see what's trending. You know, it's the second largest search engine in the world. Ask it questions. You know, what's the best 10 jobs to go, you know, career paths to go into in 2023? Or do a Google search on that, you know. Another thing, though, I'm going to leave you with, this is the last thing, and then we'll get Mary's perspective, is Udemy. Websites like Udemy that teach, go there and look up what are the popular courses people are taking. That's going to tell you, you know, if everybody is taking, I don't know, a specific coding course, it's going to tell you that's what's really important and popular right now, you know. So see what everybody else is studying, and that might give you some ideas and some clues. So what did you get, Mary?
Well, I figured that the Ace of Pentacles was my central focus card. Mm. And so, excuse me, I feel like good, that opportunity is going to be there. You know, the Four of Wands comes up here, you know, so I feel like, you know, we're talking about we need stability and structure and, you know, kind of like that environment where you can function the best. So you need to be thinking about that too, not just what skill sets you need to have and, you know, looking for advice from people that have done the thing if you already have a career path in mind, but also, you know, look for companies. There are websites where you can see like people that work there talking about what their experience was like working there. So you want to, and you probably know yourself well enough to know what you need to be at your best, you know, what kind of environment. The 10 of Wands comes up in the past position. So you want to, you know, I don't know if some people, you know, and it's not a bad thing if they do, but, you know, some people thrive off of like being overburdened. Some people thrive under pressure and under stress. They almost like they're too bored if they don't have that. I don't know if you're like that. But anyways, I feel like opportunity is coming your way pretty soon, though, with the Eight of Wands, you know. And the only thing that I want you to kind of look out for is Nine of Swords, like, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill and like making this more, you know, stressful or worrisome or being too nervous about it, because that can make you kind of shy. You've got the Angel of Sweet Shyness. It's like saying like, hey, you know, this is your time to shine, not your time to shy.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I get.
Awesome. So jumping over to the phone lines, we're just going to take, we only have time for one quick call here, area code 203. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Georgia.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
It's Georgia Day.
Sorry.
It is.
Yeah.
Georgia. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I recently got laid off from my job, and I do have some kind of prospects for another one, but I'm just wondering if the company that laid me off is going to suffer any repercussions.
If they're going to, you know, have anything happen to the company, you mean? Like, are they going through something?
Yeah.
Are they suffering repercussions? Repercussions from what, laying off people?
Yeah, from me and
from you.
Some other people. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at that. Are they gonna suffer any repercussions? My gosh, my deck is upside down. That's why. Okay, we have the Three of Wands, Three of Cups, the Five of Wands in the end there, the Ten of Swords. So you know, look, you know, we're talking about repercussions. Definitely, you know, there's some strife, there's some conflict, you know, there's, you know, problems, you know, there's a battle going on with the Five of Wands sometimes. So I feel like, you know, if you and maybe others in your position are looking at, you know, some sort of legal kind of thing or whatever, there definitely seems like there's going to be a struggle. So repercussions in that way, I would say, it's going to be maybe a bit of a headache for them, yeah. But let's see what Dax is getting.
I don't know. You know, it's like, I mean, right off the bat, I could say definitely yes, because I'm getting cards like, you know, the Death card, the Ten of Swords. If I look at it from the, you know, repercussion, you know, point of view, yeah. But I also think that that's kind of, you know, both those cards, it's interesting when you get them together like that, you know. I mean, that is real finality, you know. And I feel like one door closes, another door opens. That's what both of these cards are about. You know, the Death card, the sun is peeking up in the distance, the Ten of Swords, the day is dawning, the dark clouds are going away, you know. So whatever it is, and I guess we're talking about, you know, all of you folks, your employment, it's over. It's, you know, but the sun is rising and Ace of Pentacles, new opportunity. This should be looked at more as a new opportunity for all of you to move onward and upwards and not be focused on the company and, anything going on with that. In fact, the moon card shows up, and the first thing that popped in my head with that is that there are things going on in the background that are not super clear, okay? Mm-hmm. There's more to it than y'all know, okay?
Yeah, and I think that's true.
Yeah, and so the words of wisdom is, you know, will they have repercussions? Possibly. I mean, that could very well be what the Death card and the Ten of Swords is telling us. But I also think, you know, for the rest of you guys, don't get stuck back there. You know, use this opportunity.
Stuck.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I'm just
no,
want to make
we're
sure.
We're not getting stuck.
You know.
Yeah. No, it almost sounds like, and I don't read cards at all, but my impression when you're reading those two cards was that the Death card and the Pentacle or whatever that was a so be it. It almost seemed like so be it, like a confirmation to me. That's what I felt when you read.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling was
and
definitely
sure.
confirming.
Yeah. I almost
yeah,
so,
and I
thought okay.
the Ten of Swords too,
I just
so it definitely feels done.
You got the Ten of Swords too, so yeah.
Yeah, and the Five of Wands. Look, you know, I mean, it's not cool when that happens, and
right.
you know, you and other people, I'm sure as well that this has happened to, and you know, it's quite common. You know, get a lawyer. You know, depending. You know, but you can definitely, you know. You have a right to have your say, at least, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks
yeah.
for the call, Michelle.
Have a good Thank weekend.
You.
Have a good
you
weekend.
Too,
and we are at the end of the show. I want to thank everybody.
Yes.
And all the people in the chat room. By the way, in the chat room, they're saying, great show. Congrats. You guys are amazing. Apparently, we hit it out of the park, so to speak. This,
oh, well, thank you. Thanks
so,
for watching.
Yes, thanks,
thanks
for all
questions.
Those
They're
comments.
Great questions today.
Awesome stuff. Okay. So we'll be back next week. It's funny to say that. But don't forget to join us tomorrow for the workshop. You can find all the upcoming workshops on the website, thetarotguild.com, you know, and sign up as a member. We'd love to have you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night, Cowboy.